This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, we were talking with Kevin Rennie earlier, and he mentioned that the court had said that Marissa Gillette had to submit to questioning under oath, and Kevin said it was this week. I wasn't sure of that, but there's a whole lot going on. There were more documents released, and basically with the Marissa Gillette, they're a utility company, I think specifically Avangrid, and Ed Mahoney will correct me. They're basically saying that the Pura chairwoman Marissa Gillette isn't supposed to show bias, and that if she coordinated with a couple of Democratic lawmakers on an op-ed, that shows that she is not objective in these situations, and as she's supposed to, as according to the governor, call balls and strikes when it comes to regulation and not be some sort of advocate on one side or the other, then that's a problem and she should be removed. And the governor sticks by Marissa Gillette and reappointed her as chairwoman of PURA, the regulatory authority. And I just feel like the story, there's something in the story that I feel like it's going to keep going. And Ed Mahoney, who's a veteran journalist with the Hartford Courant, he's been on top of this story and he deserves a lot of credit. And so I like to check in with him. So he's sort of, I think, Ed, you made the first Freedom of Information Act request on this stuff, right?
I did. I think I made the only one. But I think it was in January I asked I did a record request to see if there had been any consultation on the preparation of this op edit piece in the Connecticut Mirror.
Now, it seems that they continue to produce some sort of documents, but none of it, like, clearly and explicitly convinces anybody that there isn't some connection here. But I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. And is Gillette, and if Gillette's going to answer questions under oath this week, when or if will we ever find out about what happens during that session?
I don't know if we'll ever find anything out. And I don't know when she's going to have a deposition. That was what the testimony under oath is. She appears before the lawyers of the utility company, and they get to ask her questions, and she's got to give answers. They had a date set up for that, and the date was thrown into question last week or the week before because the PURA said we found some more records that might be relevant to this process. And so the judge, the utility company said, well, let's postpone the depositions because we'd like to see these new documents before we begin to ask the questions. And the judge agreed to the postponement for at least a week. I don't know if they've set a date for the deposition since then, but maybe they have. And with regard to what she's produced, I mean, PURA's produced lots of stuff, all kinds of correspondence they've had with one another and various other people. In December of last year, which is about the time the conversations about the op-edit were going on and the op-edit was being written. But so far, nothing has, you know, provided any sort of meaningful answer as to what the text message exchange referred to. In the exchange, she said to Representative Steinberg, "I have my draft ready." And he replied something like, "That's great. We hope to have the op-ed complete and sent to whoever we're going to send it in the next couple of days." So, you know, the implication is they were talking about the draft being the op-ed. And so far, nothing that's been produced has answered that question definitively as to whether it was a reference to the op-ed or whether it wasn't. What Pira seems to be saying, it could have been any number of things, including all kinds of conversations about questions from reporters and questions from lawmakers and analyses of pending legislation and stuff like that. But there just hasn't been a clear answer yet.
Yeah, you know, and they always say the cover-up, you know, is often worse than the crime. And I'm not saying there's a crime here, and I'm certainly not saying there's a cover-up. But what I do say is that when, as someone who personally, I'm not a government official or a government appointee, but I live a public and a private life, and when someone says, you know, I had my email account on automatic delete after 30 days, I find that to be incredibly insulting. Right. I mean, when I just look at it objectively, I have no problem with Marissa Gillette. I have no problem. I'm just trying to figure out the truth. That's all I care about. But when somebody says that to me in this modern era where people know stuff, first of all, I have tons of emails that I have to keep longer than 30 days personally and professionally. So there's no, I find it hard to believe that she had that toggled that way for the entire time that she's been in Pura. Right. I mean, I just find that whole thing really distasteful, but yet here we are. She gets reappointed as chair, and Lamont's sticking with her.
He is, yeah. The governor seems to think that she's an advocate for ratepayers, and I guess the utility companies would certainly agree with that. But their position is that she's not supposed to be an advocate for anybody. She's supposed to be a neutral arbiter or mediator, balancing the rights of the ratepayers versus the rights of the investors and shareholders in the utility companies. But who knows? We'll see what happens. You're right. The question about the deletion of the records is just, I mean, it's just a mystery to me why people would be having telephone conversations on private telephones. They're talking about government business on private telephones with automatic delete programs built into them. And in the conversations, they're talking about ways to dodge public records laws. So it seems clear to me that they were deleting these things and using the private phones on purpose because they didn't want anybody to know what they were talking about. And that's another factor that makes this more and more curious.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, again, it's like, to me, this conversation is similar, not in facts and so on, of the Terrence Chang stuff, because it just seems so obvious that at some point I think people have to recognize. But I'm curious with the, I don't know the Freedom of Information Act, you know, procedures and what it covers. Like if they decide not to release like something like the transcript of the Q&A with Marissa Gillette and the lawyers for Avangrid, could, is there a way for us to find out through that?
I haven't looked into that yet, Brian. I don't know. Usually what they do with depositions is they present them in court at one time or another. And I imagine that some of it or all of it or parts of it will surface in court as they continue to work to resolve these issues about what documents are available and which ones aren't. I mean, if the utility's been taking an incremental approach to this thing, and the more they meet with failure in their attempts to obtain information, the more drastic their demands become in the future. And so they could eventually be asking for forensic analyses of the state computer system and things like that. And depending on what she says in the deposition, that could be evidence in those requests.
And so you think this thing has legs, or you don't?
I think that, you know, this is unfortunately a really angry battle between the utility companies and the regulators. And nobody's de-escalating it. It's getting more and more bitter. And I think that it looks to me like they're just going to keep fighting, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And I don't know how it's going to be resolved, but... So I think, yes, the answer is I think it's going to keep going.
Yeah, we got to run, but I wonder if it becomes an issue that Republicans glom onto in the gubernatorial race and Lamont's running for a third term, I wonder what could happen if that becomes an issue.
Oh, I think it's going to be an issue. I think electric rates and regulation are going to be big issues, and whoever runs for the election, whether it's Lamont or somebody else. But yeah, I think it's a big issue. I think anybody can avoid it.
Excuse me, Ed. I appreciate it, as always. I know you might even be on vacation. I don't even know, but I appreciate you checking in with us, and because I want to make sure you own the story, and I want you to own the story because you deserve a lot of credit for it. So I want to make sure we stay on top of it. So we appreciate it.
I hope everybody feels that way. But thanks very much, Brian. I'm always happy to be on it. Good to talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.